Rangers Rambles.
Everyone, we're back on the air with the next episode of the Raiders Rambles. I am Jolt, chief host of the show, and joining me is none other than my co-host, Avira.
Hey, guys. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Hey, y'all. How are you doing tonight?
We'll get to that hey, guys bit in a moment, but... Look, yeah, let's just say I'm screeching at that. Why am I called a guy? You got to be more inclusive. Anyway, good to be back. Yeah, sorry I've been absent for a week. But next up on the show is Gil.
Hello, guys. Long time no see. How have you all been doing?
Again with the guys. Oof.
Oh. I'll become in a very quick bit.
Did you do that on purpose, and or was it just...
Maybe.
Don't you worry. And, of course, last up to join this week's show is Cross.
Hi, I'm Blue.
Blue, da-da-dee-da-da-da.
Shut up.
Well, you know what, though? You pay me enough, and I might actually show you a video of me dancing to that song in my fursuit.
You'll do that for free. Don't kid everybody.
Hey, Jolt.
Probably would.
Yeah. Would there be like a video of you like a pole dancing?
That's a possibility. And again, it's behind the scenes. It'll be behind the scenes.
Good.
Well, yeah. Well, what can I say? Anyway. Lots of great stuff to cover. Lots of interesting stuff to cover, wouldn't you guys say?
I would agree with that.
Yes, so, us guys would say.
Before we do that, though, we're going to preface this by saying that, yes, in light of recent kind of events, we're basically planning a few initiatives regarding charities in due time. We'll keep you posted if and when more information is available. But, yes, but this is genuine from the bottom... straight up from the bottom of our hearts, and for a good purpose.
But first off, we gotta learn how the fucking thing works.
Well, that too. But first off, we gotta learn how this all happened and what prompted it all to happen. So, You guys know what happened not too long ago in the furry sphere?
I was gonna guess, like, PewDiePie, because, you know...
No, not that.
No?
This did.
Then what?
Massachusetts Vested Dog... happened.
Oh, that.
That's right. And for New England decided to terminate their charity thing. And look at it. That's right. Yeah. Congratulations, really. Over the past day, many of you have reached out to express concerns regarding Ant for New England's partnership with MA Vested Dog, particularly in light of disturbing reports of police action against counter-protesters at the recent Straight Pride Parade in Boston.
Oh, wow. Man, that's just some seriously bigotry of the left right there. How can they be so straight-phobic?
Well, no, it's not just that. It's basically furries were complaining that our charity, you know, helps police dogs. And they're like, the police are evil and terrible, and we should stop supporting them.
Despite this dude's got to run around these conventions just before he says anything.
Why, though?
I mean, this is really sad, because it's not like just supporting police. Yeah, it is, but you're supporting police dogs who get shot, and not just police. Also, you know, dogs who serve in the military. Apparently, that's a bad thing. And there, now I actually reached out to A&E as well on Twitter, and I said, "Hey, please don't, you know, abandon this charity. You know, they really rely on us, and we've done a lot of good work. You know, don't cave into this."
So, essentially, we would have to step in?
I tried. No response.
For now, that is. For now, I guess we just need to up our game a little bit.
They're not going to respond. They don't care.
No, they're going to cave into care. The hate
mods. I mean, look, it's freaking Boston of all places, man.
I know, and the fact that they're actually supporting this type of charity is, you know, a really good thing. You know, regardless of if you police brutality, all that nonsense, which I really don't even believe is true, that happened at the straight Pride parade.
I think some people are full of shit.
This is what it's all about.
Imagine getting offended by something that is 100% satirical.
Exactly.
No, but they want to get rid of the charity for this because it supports
Because like they have some sort of a really bad brain problems.
Well, it's support, you know, police, blah blah blah, and you know. Yeah,
I wonder what they want to change their charity to. Some kind of like pro LGBTQ alphabet people group. I mean, what are they actually going to change it to? After all,
believe me, it's definitely going to get worse.
No, it's.
I mean,
sad.
Of course. Look, here's the thing. I see them seriously doing something animal related, but with a super virtue signally bent. Remember, look at who signed the letter on this thing.
Yes, but
Basil,
Joel, can I ask
I'm
you?
Lying. He, him.
Yeah, but can I also tell you something as well, too?
Yes.
What if the donations were to one of those vegans who literally raided, you know, like Animal Farm because of some vegetable grass-eating bullshit?
We'll get to that in a moment.
Holy shit, I got another hedgehog here, too.
Okay, yeah, he's playing a game right now, guys. He's not totally focused on the story. But, I remember when I was at A&E last year, I was, like, really proud of the video that they showed for Vesta Dog. You know, they had veterans, they had police, and then they showed the German Shepherds, the Labradors, you know, and how they saved people's lives, and that we could help save dogs' lives, too. So I think that's a really good thing. You know, I don't understand why people in this fandom have to make things so political and just divisive, you know?
I kind of get where they're coming from because, you know, they say it's sort of like a form of animal cruelty that you're putting these dogs in that position. But at the same time, that's specifically what they're bred for. The cops aren't going to puppy mills, buying up all the German Shepherds, throwing them on a bus and sending them down to the precincts. They have a whole, like, family bloodline of dogs that are just, that's why they can do the things that they do.
Exactly.
Specifically for that purpose. So
apart
it's,
from, the, yeah, because
I get where their quote unquote concerns come from, but it's not even like a real concern because it's something that the dogs are
meant to do,
genetically built to do.
I mean, honestly, let's be real here. This is a cover. The whole animal abuse thing, that's a cover. The fact is, a lot of people in this fandom just hate the police, and they hate patriotism, and that's sort of where we're at.
Liberalism.
Like, I mean, look, there's basically a big growing, you know, contingent of ACAB furries, the all cops are bastards, being designing these personas and so on.
Is that what ACAB stands for?
That's the most popularly used one that I know of.
I know I've seen that term around. I just never knew what it was, and I didn't care enough to
research
it. Now I know why.
I know.
A good reason too, I'd say.
But yeah, in addition to this, the whole Vesta Dog thing actually got, you know, blown up a little bit to the point where it did end up getting a segment on Vice.
Ooh, Vice.
Oh boy!
Yeah, God.
That moment when
furries
journalists even find furry drummer
police dog charities.
Yes, yeah, I mean, it's it's bad enough, you know, when regular journalist people just find some juicy articles to write about on the goddamn furry fandom of all places.
Oh, Vice are not journalists; they're activists.
Yes, that.
Yeah.
But you know, the ironic thing too is just the other day was the 18th anniversary of 9/11. And do you know how many police dogs were out there for weeks trying to search for victims? There are stories of firemen, and my dad was there with the police dogs trying to search for bodies. And you know what he told me? That they had to, some of the police dogs there they got so depressed because they couldn't find anyone that firefighters pretended to hide in the rubble and let the dogs find them just so the dogs would feel like they're fulfilling their purpose.
I remember hearing that somewhere.
Isn't that crazy? And I think it's, you know, really important that we help, you know, in some small way support, you know, our hero dogs. I don't see a problem with that. It's not animal cruelty. That's their job. And, you know,
they need our help.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know?
Rather than, you know, some soy-guzzling leftist note to tell us what's good and what's bad.
It's just the outrage. I mean, it's just...
The outrage, you know, is just like a means for a personal gain, you know. There's like nothing wrong with what we're doing. It's just a bunch of bad people just wanted to get like all the attention for themselves at the worst moment possible.
This thing is like, you read the Vice article and it freaking also says like many of the community also like blah 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 blah. Their choice to support law enforcement, many in the community argue, is unacceptable, especially as excessive policing threaten the stability of the communities and lives outside of the free fandom.
Wow.
What?
That's really sick.
What?
That, like I said, they're not journalists. These people are activists, and this is just evil. I mean, this is just craziness right there.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, but however, it's not necessarily incorrect. Because that's the trend we're seeing in the fandom nowadays, you know? A lot of people really do believe that. And that's where I see a problem. Like, if I was running A&E, there's no way in hell I would abandon that charity. Like, no way. Not on my watch.
Not in Christ's name would anyone even abandon that charity. Any reasonable person, mind you.
Well, Cross brought up a good point about why some people would believe that. You know, maybe they do actually think that, you know?
Well, I mean, let's say it's like good intentions with some, you know, bad ulterior motive behind it, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, like that phrase.
Bad motive disguised in good intentions. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
But anyway, they just remember, you know what, though? Here's a live comment as well. Toonie asks, when did the police attack furries? When I saw the parade, like, and Toonie was there, like, full disclosure, which I really should have brought him on, blah, 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 but that's a story for another time.
Hey, good for you, Toonie.
Yeah. I saw only a couple of fursuiters and some furries wearing maybe pup masks at the parade, you know, going full or screeching and stuff.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Actually, Toonie, to bring up that question... do you remember there was that Twitter post a while ago about, like, a bunch of fursuiters in, like, police uniforms? They were, like, German Shepherds, and people got mad at them simply for, like, existing. Do you remember that?
That happened, That happened.
Crazy, right? How dare you have a fursona that I disagree with?
That's essentially, or, no, the Spurg is too strong.
It's like, or basically wearing, like, one of those police vests will literally get you thrown to that line of fire.
I know, and my friend has one, and he's a cool dude. Like, come on now.
Why is them even the you know, why even bother about all this, you know? We're just people in costumes, want to look and have fun, you know, and looking to party and all, so let us have our own fucking party. If that's just too much to ask.
Yeah, but, I mean, from here on in, like, where would you think A&E is going to go from this direction on forward? Because soon enough, they're going to have to unveil a new charity.
Oh, I can only imagine what it's going to be.
Local animal hospital or something like that. Like, they'll keep it animal related so that they're helping animals. They're just not going to do it to the department.
I hope so. Yeah. Well, they said actually by September 14th, you know, tomorrow, they're going to tell everyone, you know, exactly what their position is about this. So either they will keep the current charity of Vesta Dog, or they might actually cave and choose a new one. We don't really
I can
know
only
yet.
Imagine which one would it be.
But considering how long it's taken them to respond to this, unfortunately, my assumption, which is just, you know, my opinion here, I think that they probably are going to cave and choose something else.
Well, it might depend on what. I mean, I guess with a chair, you probably wouldn't be contractually obligated, but there's a lot of planning that goes into stuff like that. Now, if you're going to take the rug out from underneath them, I mean, that's going to have a huge, huge backlash.
Oh, and just imagine being the chairman or one of the staff members who have to make that call or write that email to these guys and be like, hey, sorry, but most of the fandom thinks that you're utter shit and they don't want
to support you. It's not even most of the fandom. It's just a couple of really loud
people. Yeah, but like, I'm sorry, but the presence of you, your police dogs, and that make us feel uncomfortable, so we can't support you anymore. Good. Okay, thanks, bye.
I mean, how pathetic does that sound, though? Like,
these people have no place or no say in our fandom, too, I'd say. But yet they just give them, like, a say?
I mean, such is the way in all cultures, though, like, you know, virtue signaling. But,
I would feel like the worst person in the world to tell these people, hey, sorry, we're going to stop doing this because some people were offended. I mean, that's just sad, man. That's really freaking sad.
Actually, you know, is there some people just, like I said, no bad motives disguised as good intentions.
Alright, so, I guess that is kind of that, though. So, we'll keep an eye out and see what A&E has got on the pipeline. But
we'll keep
again,
a close eye on them.
Do you expect their attendance to suffer or grow, like, or grow slowly or whatsoever as a result of this charity dispute?
I mean, I don't know.
I doubt it, honestly.
Yeah. I mean,
people don't go to conventions people go to conventions to like support, but like when I go to a convention, one of the last things I'm thinking about is a charity. Like one thing I like the most is hanging out with my friends and seeing people that I know throughout the country. It's like, oh, like I went to Anthrocon and they were whatever charity they do. And I saw it again. She was like, oh, yeah, that's right. All the money goes to them. But it's like, that's at like the back of my mind. I don't even think about it. And a lot of people don't either. They just make it seem like they do.
Yeah, exactly. I went to Furdu and I didn't even see any pop-ups for the charity that the con was supporting. So it's, it's just tangential.
Yeah, so I guess it's like a principle type of thing. I know that there are some people who are thinking of boycotting this. And same thing with MFF too. Like they're like, oh well, because MFF changed their copyright policies, now I'm not going to go to this con anymore. And also their whole lottery system, which is totally messed up.
I think that's what's driving people away from MFF is that whole lottery thing. Like,
that's what I said.
Yeah, it's a huge turnoff.
They're making people register and then not guaranteeing that they can get a room in the hotel where the convention is going to be. Like,
I know, right? Isn't that weird?
Yeah,
it is pretty. Just doesn't make a lot of sense at all, doesn't it?
Not really.
No.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A couple of last things before we wrap this up, though. Boxcutter Husky says, hashtag dogs for militias.
Yes.
Dogs for militias. Yes.
Dogs would be better trained than the people in the militia.
Yeah. I mean, it was one of the amendment rights I said about a well-regulated militia, wasn't it?
Plus the Second Amendment,
mm-hmm. Even for the doggos.
Even for the doggos.
Yeah, they need our love. They need our love and our ability to give them vests.
And they need all doggos need AK-47s.
True.
I would love to see how they would use that. Like I'm picturing it right now. Like
how they're shot by a dog. No, dude, why don't you do the Pokemon route and actually give them a sword in their mouth?
That'd be terrible.
Oh my god.
Anyway, yeah. So, I guess that kind of is where it's at. So,
sadly,
we move on to the next item of the day.
Let's.
Yes, because I know you guys love this. I know I do.
Ooh, and I can't wait for it.
I know, because you'll never guess who's on a roll as of late.
That is?
Hasbro Monopoly.
Yes.
Ooh, Miss Monopoly, that thing?
That's right. It just came out.
Oh,
and
no.
And it's already caused a lot of salt as well. National Review writes, Miss Monopoly, the world's dumbest board game.
I mean, I wouldn't say, like, dumbest. I mean, the intention sure is good, but, like, you're essentially replacing a trademark character for someone or something that's completely new and... You know, from the get go, that's already a huge mistake. Let's say.
Well, Monopoly is interesting because I know a friend and I a couple of years ago we wanted to make our own Monopoly game. It's I think it's Hasbro that owns the rights to it, but the uh-huh. the actual different versions that they make, it, there are other people that make it, and then Hasbro basically designs it, and the people that come up with the idea get paid, and then some of whatever they make goes back to Hasbro because they're using it under. So it's almost like a franchise sort of thing.
I see.
So that's actually very that is exactly how Hasbro operates. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know they did that with everything. I just knew that. It was like that with Monopoly.
Yeah, because if you remember, we had Brian Snowdy on the show a few weeks ago, and Hasbro owns Wizards of the Coast. And he said the same thing, you know, like they commissioned him to do artwork, but then they kind of, you know, are the ones who told him what to draw.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially now, what's caused Monopoly, you know, Mrs. Monopoly to go and cause all of this is that they're talking about a quote unquote serious issue called the wage gap.
Honestly, you know what I think this is?
That's a character killer.
No, I think this is. Yeah, look at this.
Says this: Toymaker Hasbro announced this week the rollout of the board game, in which female players receive 1,900 at the beginning of the game, compared with 1,500 for male players.
Mm-hmm.
Girls also get $240 for each time they pass go on the board, while boys get just $200.
So Hasbro rolled this game out right after the whole socialist Monopoly version. Remember when like everyone was equal in the end? And then they had like the millennial version, and
the millennial version.
That was great.
I know.
No one is ever equal at the end of Monopoly because somebody ends up taking the board and cracking it over somebody else's skull. And if there's an actual documented completion of any Monopoly game, I would love to see it. Because after like 2 hours,
we completed it on a Raiders trip. The millennial version.
Shit just went from 0 to 100 real quick.
Oh my god. Okay, but here's the thing though. A lot of people were complaining to Hasbro, like, oh, it's offensive, and you know, millennials and socialism, all that shit. So they come out with this, and then Hasbro seems to be totally serious, right? I don't know if you saw the commercial for it, but basically...
Seems.
That's what I'm saying. They seem to be. Because they... In the commercial, they basically mail this game to a bunch of, like, young girls. And when the girl opens it, there's, like, stacks of cash in it. There's, like, legit stacks of cash in the game. And they're like, wow, we have to support our women's. And I'm like, Hasbro is totally trolling us right now. They're just trying to stick it and pretend to be all woke or whatever. Like, I don't think
they're really trying to care about women, but is this the way they're going to care? But hey,
they
you got
to
put up with it.
No way. This can't be. I mean, I know it's real, but like, I don't think their position on the matter is real. I think some of the designers there are just some cheeky bastards who wanted to, you know, pretend.
Who's going to take a piss at us.
And, you know, snatch back the market or some shit.
Possibly.
Either way, I don't care. I'm going to buy it. Joel told me about the socialist one the other day. I'm going to buy that one too.
I literally raved about it so hard on that episode because it caused a greatest salt mine in the world on Twitter.
Just
to the point where I told one of my ex members to go buy it, and he did.
Oh my god, yeah, Cross, you have to get them. It's gonna be so fun.
Bro, I'll bring it to Furpock, and we'll just play it there and see how many people we can
get.
Piss
Monopoly
off.
For millennials, get Monopoly socialism.
Like the day that came out, I ordered it on Amazon. Like I was sitting there, I said, yes, I have to have that.
God is dead, and we fucking killed him.
Hugh Griffin made some kind of like rant video about it. I said, I am so glad that I got this because this is like the amount of people that are talking about it and making fun of it is absolutely awesome.
Oh, this is great. You know, I wonder if in the stores they're going to have to sell it, you know, for $20. Of course, that's the base price, you know, $20 for men and, you know, $15 for women.
The moral of the story is, stay away from these events, you know? We don't want to...
Actually, can I get a discount immediately? Because I identify as a female.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, I mean, just
if
let me...
You're buying this game.
Hey, Jolt, I mean, in a way, what could work? Just, you know, put some plastic fake boobies on you and, hey, you got yourself a $5 discount.
Oh, you don't even need that anymore. All you have to do is just say, I sexually identify as a woman, and so, yes, that is what I identify as because
I mean,
current year.
Also, here's a couple other funny parts too. Like, you want to know what's a well-established fact? Women get let off of prison very easily too. So, and Monopoly has jail, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Do they get lesser sentences? Oh, they totally should.
I don't know yet.
Oh my god, that'd be so great if like they make the guy character like spend twice as much time in jail.
Then a woman
just skips jail entirely. With a flip of a coin or something.
Equality.
Exactly, equality. Oh my goodness. And I love how Hasbro's like just... Hasbro in one of their official statements in the article, they said, you know, it's now women can start off with an advantage that all men already have.
Already have in quotes.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no. This is the spokeswoman's statement from Hasbro. Mrs. Monopoly.
Hey, Jolt.
Spin on the classic. Yeah.
Hey, yes. Jolt. Remember, it's not loot boxes. It's surprise mechanics. It's not loot boxes. I mean, it's not bankruptcy. Wait, what was it again?
I don't know where you're going at it with this, dude. But yeah, no. You only pay once for Monopoly, unless you play the game.
It's a fun spin on the classic Monopoly game, with the goal of recognizing the many contributions, products, and technologies made possible by women throughout history.
Is it really possible to be that narcissistic?
Yes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think this is a joke. Like, I mean, hey, it's nice that they're recognizing advancements in technology and stuff that women have made, which they have. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, there are.
It's just hilarious.
I mean, the thing is, I mean, about all these is that, sure, women, you know, the women, they did, you know, contribute a lot of society and everything, but at the same time, that's no real reason to be so narcissistic about it, with a point where you have to get in everybody's way and ruin your lives because of some small-time bullshit.
I just think it's funny that women characters in this new Miss Monopoly, They get to pass 240 go, and men only get 200.
Oh yeah, advantage.
That's great.
And you know, all this thought is also caused over by whole, you know, women can't win by taking the story. Are you telling us that we can't win Monopoly without cheating?
Oh.
Well, like, I mean, gotta have those Grand Theft Auto cheats.
So if this is meant to like combat sexism. How is specifically giving one gender an advantage over another not blatant sexism? Just saying. Doesn't really make a lot of sense now, does it?
No, it does not.
Well, people only look in one direction when crossing that street, so.
Oh my goodness. Oh, this is just crazy. I wonder what the next version of Hasbro's Monopoly is going to be. Is it going to be like Donald Trump real estate version?
I think they're going to eke their way out and play the whole subtle route as well. Like, I mean, you saw how Monopoly Socialism freaking went, right?
Yeah, this is not subtle God. At all. No, Monopoly is pretty savage.
I mean, you know, I really want to say freaking based Hasbro. But my goodness. There could be a million other versions of Monopoly we could think of this. Yeah. They're on a roll.
Yes. Yeah. On a roll for that, you know, rich liberal man child cash, I would say.
Nah, I mean, they got offended by Monopoly for millennials. Remember?
Yes, I do remember that, clearly.
But alas, it's neither here nor there. And you know what? But in that sense, though, I mean, you know, I suppose you can just get out there and give it a try, you know? Or
I totally play it.
Yeah, but maybe. It's going to be a thing where you play it for 2 hours and then you're going to get pissed off because it's taking too long and then you're just going to flip the board upside down and say, screw this.
Wait, so I mean, let's
like every other Monopoly.
Oh, well, yeah. But let's say if a guy and a girl are playing Monopoly together, or they're playing Miss Monopoly together, and the girl loses. Is that sexist?
Holy shit.
I think that's dividing by zero, and that's dangerous.
Oh, that's a good point.
Hey, yeah, Jolt. What if I went to visit you and Ossilan, and we had a couple of beers to play this in a podcast, huh?
You don't need any be my guest. I mean, we won't need any beers because I got the Monopoly games. I have the Monopoly games in hand. I have the Millennial version, my dude.
Yeah, ooh. I think I need a couple of beers to play that.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, like me, me and Avira, we could play as like a lesbian couple.
Beers, my dude. My dudes.
Yeah?
We did it on a trip without any beers.
Wow. God bless you. So, let's say if a whole group of females played Miss Monopoly and they don't get that advantage over the men, did they think that far ahead, like, if that was going to happen? And so, is it supposed to make them feel better about themselves?
Isn't, like, a world without men, like, ideal?
In their eyes, it is.
I mean...
Hey, Cross, yeah, you know what I was thinking?
What?
Remember, you know, that said that many times, I mean, a few podcasts ago, I was mentioned about, like, colonizing other planets, right? So, in order for these kind of people to have their own place, you could colonize, you know, a certain planet, I don't know which one, let them live by themselves over there, let them figure their shit out, and hey... leave us alone in that case. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I mean, in the theory, yeah, but I could probably dive into the science as to why that probably isn't such a great idea, but...
They don't listen to reason.
Our own spaceships to get there with woman power. Immediately fails on the first launch day.
And they should colonize Venus, because Venus is the whammon god of love.
That's ooh, that's one spicy meatball.
Indeed.
Yeah. Anyway, I guess that's pretty much that for this section. Note, but so we're gonna move on.
Live comments going on right now?
just people saying, "Oh God!" An actual Sparky Sparky Fulf saying, "Next up, Monopoly and Antifa."
I don't know if you can make a game based around. Antifa.
It would be essentially Monopoly Fallout, if you get my drift.
Yeah, well, they would set it on fire. You know, because fuck capitalism. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of that. All that capitalism is evil. Just kill it all. There would be no game.
I mean, they would destroy anything they see. Even whoever guns or whatever the hell would be. Win. Even their own selves will too if they wanted to.
Yeah. So, with that said, though, let's move on. So, Hey, guys. Mm-hmm.
Hey, John.
Hey, sexist.
Hey, nut boy. Purple tree rat.
It just had to be introduced that way because of how stupid does it have to be to get offended by the phrase, hey, guys?
Well, I mean, your IQ would be even smaller than a pebbles, I'd say.
Yeah. Like, hey, Vera, can you give us the rundown of how this fucked up again, why this needed to be brought back into the spotlight again?
Oh, yes, I can. Well, you see, there is this little network or this channel on YouTube called Now This, and basically they made a video not too long ago, about 2 days ago, and they said that saying, hey guys, is using gendered language, which is not very inclusive, and that we should be careful about what we say, and we should instead say, hey y'all, or hey everybody, or be more mindful about using names, because when you call a group of mixed gendered people guys, that is not inclusive enough, and it's offensive.
Well, when the privilege is too strong, you have to write an article about that.
I mean, how privileged do you have to be offended by this term? I mean, think about how many women are enslaved in the Middle East and literally have, like, they're treated like cattle. And yet here in the West, saying the word guys to a bunch of people is apparently a terrible, horrible thing that the media has to cover.
Hey, Jolt.
Yeah.
That's how you know the media is running out of things
to
cover.
Do you know that song that I sent you on Telegram? If it's possible, could you play it on over the podcast just for, you know, a bit of context and a bit of, like, a... highlighting of one of my favorite songs on YouTube.
I'm not sure if it's got anything to do with it, though. But
because, you know, narcissistic bitch would apply very well here, don't you think?
True, but the thing is, yeah, they've run out of things to complain, and
yeah. Well, first it was like manspreading, then mansplaining, then the whole fake gender wage gap, and now we have
Avira.
You can't even use gendered language anymore. Hey guys, that's offensive.
Do you also remember as well too that cheer for women and a cheer for men to stop men spreading?
Oh yeah. Wait, so is it like bad to say ladies and gentlemen?
I guess so.
In that same sentence.
Or maybe I should say ladies and gentlemen and non-binary gender non-conforming individuals.
Wait, what if it would be lady men and gentle women, something like that? I don't know.
Boys. Hello, good boys.
Mm-hmm. I mean, holy shit.
But also an interesting fact about that they brought up in this video was the word guys was actually derived from Guy Fawkes. If you guys know who he is, you know, you ever see that movie V for Vendetta?
Guy Fawkes. I remember. Yeah.
So basically, his followers, way back when during the London coup, the bombing that never actually did happen back in the day, the people who were following Guy Fawkes called themselves guys. And it was men and women together. You know, anyone who believed that Parliament was corrupt and they followed Guy Fawkes, they called themselves us guys. So there's the context. And she was trying to say in the video that the context has changed, and that was the past. But here's the thing, though. It really hasn't even changed, though. Because they were all just guys, you know? And that's just a colloquial term for, you know, a group of people.
That's how it's always been, you know, ever since, like, forever.
Exactly. And she tried to make this weird point about it.
As time goes on and cultures change, I mean, language, dialogue, slang, all that, you know, it does change over time. I mean, we speak a lot differently now than people did in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. That
we now
generally
doesn't
bother me because you just, like, even, like, things that we say today, like, back in the 90s when I was growing up, like, that those slang terms and everything like that weren't around.
Jinkies.
So, I mean, all that, like, that doesn't bother me. What bothers me is the reason that they're trying to do it. It's, like, just let it evolve on its own. Like, don't.
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
So, for instance, you don't go up to a group of people that has men and women in it, and you don't say, hey, gals, because that clearly is referencing, you know, specifically women, and that's a much newer term.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to just saying, hey, guys, what's up? You know, that just means genuinely anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, apparently, just because guy is also linguistically associated with men, they think that it means a group of only men, which has never been true and is not true today, and yet they still find a problem with it.
Oh, tell me about it. I mean, in a way, I kind of see this, you know, as, you know, when, you know, like, you know, the term loser, right?
Sorry?
You know, the term loser, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So the main reason, you know, I kind of see this, you know, shit kind of getting, you know, pretty popularized is because the kind of losers, you know, that support this are the same kind of losers that are on their midlife, you know, haven't had any love, haven't had any marriage, haven't had any kids, and because of they have all this bitter, you know, hatred and resentment, they have to let, you know, just make discount on all of us because of their shitty life decisions, because they were so narcissistic and they were so egotistic about themselves. They screwed themselves over, and now we have to pay for their bullshit. Let that sink
in.
Okay.
But anyway, that's a good point about that word loser, because Cross also brought up a really good point earlier about how language naturally evolves. So
exactly,
you can call someone a loser even if he has never lost at anything. You know, loser is just a negative term to call somebody. Just because. It doesn't mean they necessarily lost at anything.
But it's just because people can. Like, it's just banter.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So why get upset? Indeed.
Not to mention, well, too, that
loser is not a good thing.
Yeah. But still,
but
I get
it's not necessarily true.
But, and yeah, also, and also, I mean, not to mention, well, too, I mean, that there's also, you know, the fact that, you know, words, you know, that are being censored for absolutely no reason, you know?
Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah, like, they'll never get rid of our hate guys, I'll say that.
Yeah, I mean, just the F word being, I mean, nowadays being something just as bad as saying the N word or the R word, which, you all should know.
Well, let's be real here. The N word has been censored since before most of us were born. I mean, for as long as I can remember, that was not a word that you were supposed to say.
Exactly.
I probably would have rather gotten caught swearing in front of my parents
than the N-word
in front of my parents growing up. Like, that was just a word that everybody was growing up knowing that it's not a word that you're supposed to say. And everybody knew why. It's just people want to try and forget why that is. It's
Yeah.
So I mean, like that's not really a good example because that's always been a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
Just to supplement this as well.
Oh, Jolt, you said it.
I did. Sue me. Anyway, dab. To supplement this whole, you know, gender stuff, like inclusive gender stuff, what if we told you that this stuff can apply? Shocking that there is a zoo out there that believes that this stuff can apply to penguins as well.
What the fuck?
Penguins? Like the hockey team?
Yeah.
Oh, what? No. Actual penguin.
Gay penguins. Yeah, actual penguins. Gen 2 penguins, to be exact. Adopt gender neutral penguins.
I would like to know the science behind this, because if there's actual scientific evidence to support any of that, then I'd probably be more inclined to listen.
In my opinion,
penguins adopt a gender neutral penguin.
Well, not the gay. I mean,
the gender thing, it's already well established that gender penguins already exist in male and female.
Hey, Jolt.
This is weird.
Yes, yes, but I'm not an animal expert. I know jack shit about animal psychology, but I can clearly see as well, too, I mean, that if the penguins are not, quote-unquote, gay and adopting a little penguin like that, I would guess it would be more like a survival instinct to protect the weak so that the penguins may thrive, right? And supposing that the little penguin would be gender neutral like that, I suppose that in one way or another that the little penguin would grow up to be traumatized.
First of all, the penguin is not gender neutral, all right? Let's get that clear. Gender neutral is something.
And the zookeepers, and it's as bullshit as this, because the zookeepers believed that they were trying to relieve the birth mother of raising pressure, so that made, you know... Yeah, let's give the penguin to be raised by two dads. That'll work out well.
So basically what they did was they took a baby penguin, and they probably were not smart enough to realize what its sex was, and then they gave it to two male penguins they have in their enclosure and said, "Look, guys, look at how progressive this is. The gay penguins adopted a gender-neutral baby, just like us."
Yes, but the thing is that gender-neutral is more of a human term.
It is.
And
it's made up. It's nonsense.
Yes,
how can you even ascribe this trait to actual animals?
You can't. You don't. It's stupid. Unless the penguin chick somehow is a hermaphrodite by some weird genetic
miracle
circumstance. I mean, it's probably freaking not.
Get this.
Like, this is crazy, man. We live in a weird-ass timeline.
Graham McGrath, general manager at Sea Life London, said, "While the decision may ruffle a few feathers, gender neutrality in humans has only recently become a widespread topic of conversation. However, it is completely natural for penguins to develop genderless identity as they grow into mature adults."
How? How the hell can you tell a penguin identifies as gender neutral if it's clearly a male or a female? How in the fuck? How?
Good point.
Though?
A good point.
Like, it does. Okay, so does the penguin say, "I'm actually gender fluid, so I'm a non-binary"?
And also, if the penguin, you know, in that case would be gender fluid, how the hell would they know? I mean, if it would be gay, lesbian, bisexual, trisexual, or something like that, huh?
It doesn't. It does not know. And we can't know either because we can't talk to fucking animals.
No, we can only. I mean, the best we can do to animals is just take care of them and all, because the moment where you put, you know, all these human-invented bullshit on animals, then, on my book, that's animal abuse, and that's not okay, like, at all.
Oh, you know what's weird, actually? Yesterday, my cat told me that he was transgender and wanted to transition to become a female cat. So, I'm gonna put him on hormones now. I'm sorry, I'm gonna put her on hormones now, because that's how she identifies.
And then here I thought, you know, dressing your dogs up in drag is just...
You see how fucked up, like, this could get? Like what is going through these people's minds where they put gay penguin couples and make gender-neutral babies? Like, no. Like, stop this.
And stop yet the anti-furries accuse us of being beast fuckers.
I just like how this conversation went from talking about gay penguins to sexually transforming a cat.
Tell me about it.
Well, yes, exactly. Well, because that's what
this my is cat how told serious me, we take the conversations. After all, I mean,
my cat is transgender, and please respect her pronouns. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay.
What? Oh, also, she's a lesbian, so I'm gonna have to, you know, go find another cat for her, and they're gonna be the lesbian cat couple.
And God is dead. God is dead. God is dead, and we killed him.
That's right. We live in a world where Donald Trump is president. I mean, what the fuck timeline even is this?
We live in a society. Gamers rise up.
We live in a game show. That's what's going on.
We live in a society. Gamers rise up.
So you know that show Survivor? That's pretty much what we're living.
Yeah. And there's more to come, of course. We're not getting off on it.
Wait, water come? Water come? Did I hear that right?
Jesus Christ. Sometimes this is why you just have to learn to zip it. Anyway, one last live comment. Native Rabbit Natsu says, "Hey, don't deny those penguins their identity, you bigots. You just don't understand high-level intellect."
Oh, forgive me.
Joke's on you. I'm too stupid to know what that word means.
Oh, shit. Hey, Vera, we lost this one. We are a very small brain. We're not big brain.
Hey, I did not lose this one. I am going to give my cat hormones and make her feel like the way she identifies, okay? I'm progressive.
That's the brain you're on.
Yes. God is dead.
Yes. There's more to come. And let me just preface this next segment by saying that last week, it was not a good week to be a vegan.
You mean vegan?
Yeah. I don't respect them enough to pronounce it properly.
You gotta, switch where you put the A and the E.
Mm-hmm. The vegans. Kind of like,
yeah,
like
I really don't like care vegans enough to pronounce it anyway.
I mean,
or just blame it on your accent.
I mean, the thing is, I mean, the joke says vegan is because he had too much Vegemite.
All right, so what's up with these vegans?
Right, so first, what they did was they segregated hens from roosters so that the hens would not be raped.
The what?
Here it is. Vegan activists segregate hens from roosters so the hens aren't raped.
Oh, no. God is dead.
So
God is fucking dead.
No. This is the chicken equivalent of hashtag me too.
Except so, it's forced on them.
Obviously, there's been a lot of hens who have been, you know, accusing certain chickens out there, certain bad roosters, of the rape, and their voices need to be heard, and or...
Oh, no. God, why? Just why? This is wrong in so many levels.
Why? What?
This is bad.
This is a group in Spain called Almas Veganas.
Almas Veganas.
And they literally... Well, it's... Yeah, it... Okay, so the name doesn't sound great, but then again, they don't either. Anyway.
Okay, no. So
they were, yeah.
Okay, so let's
look at how much they cared about the chicken, the animals. That to the point where they smashed eggs because they didn't want the hens to be raped.
Bruh.
It says they're anti-speciesist and pro-trans feminism. Wait, trans feminism? What does that even mean?
Yeah,
bruh.
Okay, whatever. They're a trans feminism group, apparently, whatever the hell that is. And they're also anti-speciesist.
Wait.
Now, we have speciesism in the furry fandom, of course, but I don't think it's on this particular type of level.
God is dead.
It's like, if we tried doing this, you know, over the furry fandom, like, we're literally gonna do, like, species segregation.
Yeah, speciesism. Mm. Exactly.
My but, God. Wait, you know...
Feminism? What?
No, no, it's just...
How does it relate to chickens?
Hey, Vera.
I don't understand.
Hey, Vera, just... Why the hell will these people break into someone else's property and as if abortions, you know, weren't, you know, just
That's
bad enough as it
thing.
Is?
It's the same shtick that they do. Like, these guys literally aborted, like, oh, we must liberate the animals so that they will be free. Nope, proceeds to kill them instead.
They literally force abortion on someone else's pets they stole, and yet they segregated them in order to make them, that's so that they would die off in a very sterile form.
Well, Jesus Christ. Yeah, thing about sterilization though, all of the chicken eggs that you probably eat on a, you know, pretty frequent basis, they don't actually have babies inside of them. Like, you know, people make, like, this is why roosters and hens are bred for a certain purpose. Like, they're and also, I don't even know how, I'm losing brain cells just thinking about this ridiculous story. I don't even know what the hell to say. Like, but hens ovulate, and when they ovulate, they make eggs. You know, kind of like how women ovulate when they let their eggs go, except it doesn't have a baby.
Yeah, except that the ovulation from birds and humans are quite different. But at the same time as all too, the eggs, you know, that we get in the supermarket are sterile, right? But the ones in farms are not. Have they ever thought about that?
Farmers do segregate certain groups of their chickens for certain purposes. Now, for instance, if a hen or a rooster is getting very old, the farmer is going to put them together so that they could breed and make more baby chickens so that they can continue egg production in the future. That's kind of just how it goes. They're not going to sell, you know, like, chicken babies, like, literally to people. Like, that's not a thing that happens. Mm-hmm. But that's why farmers already have a segregation process, but it's not about rape. It has nothing to do with not allowing the roosters to rape the hens. I mean, that's a weird level of shit right there.
I know. But you know what? Like, we're going to get to the good part, because when I said that it wasn't a good week to be a vegan,
hey, Jolt,
here it is.
Hey, Jolt. The same thing also happen with, like, rabbits farm and everything, right? I'm getting to that right now, actually. Yeah, because the thing is, I mean, not only in Spain, but here in Canada, and I don't doubt that the U.S. also had some... Oh, for fuck's sake. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. Here's the good part.
What the hell?
Oh, blood warning. But too late for that, anyway.
Actually, you know what's funny as well, too? Oh.
Yes?
I mean, that Sergeant Viper says saving a tortoise by dropping in water, right? Yeah, you know what? I'm just going to pluck a fish out of water to save it from drowning.
Yeah, that's them more in a nutshell, right? Anyway, to get onto this, though, vegan storm Spanish rabbit farm surprise when farmers fight back.
Good.
So, this article from the National File is apparently describing when vegans stormed a rabbit farm and farmers actually
fought back. Good.
Well, yeah, you're screwing with their livelihood here, like...
Exactly. Okay, so let's see.
Lucky they didn't get blown away with a shotgun.
Good.
Naturally, you would if you're basically, you know, it's stress, like, you know, illegally entering someone's property and doing all this stuff.
All right, so let's see what these people are saying. It says this girl or guy, whatever it is, says...
All right, so they say, you know, the farmer was extremely aggressive and attacked us, strangling activists and smashing their heads with metal poles.
Good. Really? They fucking deserved it.
The police came and told us to leave peacefully, which we did. After we left, the farmers chased us down the motorway at 200 kilometers for an hour.
Good.
Wait.
We tried to leave.
So
at 200 kilometers per hour? Okay, so I think they're exaggerating here for dramatic effect.
I also want to know, what's the context
Unless they're saying that the farmer jumped into one of their trucks and chased them off the property with that. That's the only way you're moving 200 kilometers an hour.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the farmer just jumped in his truck and went to a speed racer. Bad.
Like, okay. 200 kilometers an hour is what? Like, not like 70 or 80 miles an hour or something?
No, 120. 120.
What?
Yeah, 100 kilometers an hour is 120 miles. A little, but...
That's a little bit of an exaggeration.
Yeah, it is a little shockingly, scarily fast.
But also, there's no context before this. They're saying, well, the farmer did this. No. Why didn't this same person say why they were there and what they did on the farm?
They raided someone else's property.
That's what the article said.
They were trying to save and liberate the rabbits.
Pretty screwed up if you do stuff like that. You're lucky you didn't get shot.
I mean, they almost got shot a few times. That's what I remember seeing from the video that's on this article.
Well, let's see. If someone invades my home, my property, and tries to destroy my assets, you're damn right I'm going to fight back against it. So, oh darn, that's what happens.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jolt, let me ask you something as well, too. So, we usually, you know, have animal farms, you know, to keep them raised up as, you know, for not only as pets, but also some supplies, you know, for the society and everything, right? Now, when you release these animals into the wild because of some communist bullshit, isn't it making them more success accountable for, like, some wolf, you know, to easily catch these rabbits and just rip them apart while they're alive? In a very barbaric way, I might add, because we humans think that
these rabbits who are raised in, you know, in captivity would survive out in the world, you know, out in the open wild.
Oh, guys, this is going to sound really, really bad, but okay. My mom had a pet rabbit once, all right?
Mm-hmm.
My sister is the one who adopted him because she found him in the middle of the road and wanted to rescue him, which she did. Eventually, my sister got tired of having him around the house because he kept shitting and pissing everywhere.
No, that's what the rabbits do.
So one day, my sister brings the rabbit to my house, and she's like, hey, can we just let him go in the backyard and just forget he ever existed?
Bruh,
dude, it gets worse. So I said, I have to, like, you know, because I was going out that night, I had to, like, go bowling with my friends. And I'm like, I really can't be around right now, but okay, you can go let him in the backyard. She left him in the backyard. 2 days later, he did not move from the single spot in this backyard.
He was so scared.
He was terrified, yeah. So I was, you know, I was like looking out the window. I saw him there. I was like, aw, poor little bunny. But I thought he was going to just hop away. But 48 hours go by. This thing didn't move. I brought him carrots and lettuce. He didn't eat. He didn't drink. So I called my sister up and I said, hey, you know what? You got to go pick him up because he's obviously been domesticated for too long. He can't survive out here. Like, he's not going to even try to run away. He's bait.
I mean, the rabbit...
in the middle of the woods. He would have died.
Yeah, the thing is, I mean, the rabbit not only is terrified, but I would imagine it would be depressible too for not eating or drinking like that.
Well,
so...
I gave him food and he didn't even eat it.
Yes, I know.
I didn't know where he was, so I gave the rabbit back to my sister. I'm like, look, he didn't run away like you thought he would, and you have to just, you know, stay with him. I mean, he's domesticated, you know, you can't do this. And now these people storming the farmers' rabbit farms, what, like, don't they know this about rabbits?
Nope. No.
They do and they don't care, because they only care when humans are doing something.
Avira.
So then they don't care about rabbits dying.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know, that's essentially taking your story and multiplying it by 100, roughly.
Basically, yeah. I mean, that's basically what happened. Yeah, like, they wanted to take the rabbit, you know, and put it back in the wild. But you can't really do that with these kind of creatures. Now, some creatures you can, like, I think birds, maybe. But not rabbits. That's not a thing.
Anyway.
So, in that case, I have to say is... We live in a society. Gamers and farmers rise up against our thought oppressors.
Anyway, that's all we're going to... It's... But there is one last good story that will make you feel good, that the vegans got trashed.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet revenge.
Argentinian cowboys use bullwhips on vegan activists at rodeo.
Hey, Jolt.
What?
I mean, Avira.
Wait, what?
Do you know what that's? Oh, hey, Jolt.
No, that sounds like just assault.
Yeah, but
I'm
also.
Not sure if I'm bored with this.
But also, let me yee your haw, if you know what I mean.
Oh, why did you have to bring that up? Look at this. They try. Because... This is, if you try to protest at a rodeo.
Because they got their yee, they got their yee hip to their whip to their they got their yee hip whip to their haw.
They were whipped away by the rodeo people. What the hell?
Indeed.
What?
I mean, they deserved it, in my opinion. They deserve every little bit of it.
They should have just let the bulls.
Oh yeah, it's Spain, isn't it?
It's Argentina, yes.
Yeah,
and then
they
said, you know, most of the audience repudiated the protest. They didn't like the protest. Good. And they erupted in applause when the activists were kicked off.
Good. They fucking deserved it.
That reminds me of that video of the activists that were standing in front of some, like, I don't even know what, I don't know if it was a slaughterhouse or whatever. And they were protesting, like, the animals, I guess, getting killed there for food. And there was this truck that was coming that was loaded up with chickens. And like three of the people like went to the side of the truck as it was slowing down to try and open the cages. And the truck driver like saw them, and there was a crowd of people like standing in front of the truck, and the truck driver did not stop. And like, I think he hit like two of the people that were standing there.
I mean, there, there was also another.
I don't know if you guys know that video, but I've seen that circulating around.
Damn. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
But there was also, you know, like another moment I remember watching on YouTube about like, you know, this cattle farmer bringing, you know, the animals to the slaughterhouse. And obviously there were the vegan activists in the middle of the way, right? But this farmer, he doesn't give a fuck. He just drives on through like there was no in the way. And guess what? People were crushed under the those huge tractor tires.
I mean, I'm not all about...
I don't know about that. But...
I'm not sure about, you know, whatever it is, but the one part that we got to learn is that, you know, chasing them off, because you know which famous historical figure chased off, well, okay, it's not a protest, but rather chased off undesirable figures with a whip.
No.
I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
He did? Seriously?
Yes.
Wait, Jesus,
remember the story
people?
How he chased off the, you know, the money lenders in the temple?
He went postal.
Oh, yeah, well, yes.
He went postal with a whip.
Okay. I didn't know he used a whip, though. I do know. I've heard that
story. I don't know nothing about that.
Wow.
I mean, if you guys were, you know, scared about, like, mass shooters, I mean, Jesus Christ was a mass whipper back then.
Yes.
Only did it once, but it literally... But look... Yes, you guys have got to be like, just like that. Be like the Argentinian cowboys and Jesus Christ.
Ye dear ha.
Amen.
But yes, here's a good life. Another live comment though. Junie says, I have a bullwhip.
Of course you do.
Imagine if they sent black vegan activists. There is it a hate crime to Argentina? Argentinians freaking wouldn't give a shit.
Well, I mean,
it's part of their culture too, like to, you know, to go to the rodeo and watch the bullfights and stuff. You know, it's been like over 100 years they've been doing this, and now you
for
got
decades.
Some, you know, neckbeard, you know, millennials.
Soy cards.
Oh well, we can't have this anymore. It's bad. And then they get whipped away and they run like actual animals. That's kind of funny.
Yeah. But yes, thank God for people who have a spine.
I'm just saying, indeed. It's kind of fun.
But hey, I guess that is that. There, this is pretty much the time we've got for
hey,
the
Jolt.
Week.
Hey Jolt, real quick, for Sparky Full says, I mean, could you highlight that one? I mean, here's a recent one.
Yeah, that... Argentina is like Texas, but in South America.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yeehaw.
I never thought of it like that before. Jeez. It's pretty freaking accurate.
That's a good point. Yeah,
who'd have thought? Look, it works. It works out quite fine. But
I'm in Texas to know that that's a statement of fact.
God damn. But in all honesty, though, but that's pretty much the time we've got right now. Have you guys got any, you know, kind of closing statements? I guess around about
this. Actually, so I do have one. You know, one thing to say as well too is essentially, I mean, it doesn't matter who you are, what you are. If you know some people, you know, I mean, start, you know, like preaching all this sort of stuff as well too for the good of the animals or something like that. Then, you know, just go big brain mode and just stay away from these people, you know. There are much better things that you could be doing with your time, like for one, getting a job and, you know, getting your life all sorted out rather than blaming on your problems anyone else and becoming miserable and becoming worse as time goes on. Am I right, Jolt and Avira?
Mm-hmm. I have to agree with you. Yeah, so, to move on though, Cross, got anything to say just to wrap up with?
Yeah, the more vegans there are, the more chicken, steak, and burgers I get to eat. So just keep doing what you're doing.
You know, I mean,
right on.
Yeah. Also, another thing I mean to say, I mean, that I'm also quite surprisable too. I mean, that we even had, you know, a little more than just friends around here too. We had Sergeant Viper, who is obviously a Halo Spartan. And we also had a Shadow the Hedgehog too. If you scroll up more in the chats, you'll see.
It's here and there. But, I mean, it's what it is. But, yeah.
We need more. We need to be more diverse than our enemies.
We'll see who happens. We'll see who pops by. Anyway, Avira?
Well, this was a super fun episode. I had a great time, and I hope you guys did, too. Oh, I'm sorry. You people. I hope y'all people had a good time.
Oh, you people. All right, all right. I see where this is going.
Yeah, hope y'all people had a good time, all right? And we'll see you next time.
I mean, the funny thing is, well, too, I mean, I remember about saying that, I mean, as, like, suggesting how we should all say, hey, y'all, I mean, that, I mean, I don't think, I mean, we would be, let's say, in a skin of color, you know, to be using that
American
so frequent. Yes.
You guys would know this more. It's an American thing.
Indeed.
But hey, I'd just like to say, wrap this up, say, thanks to all those who listened. I hope you enjoyed the show just as we did in the production of it. You'll also be able to find all of our episodes on Podbean, iTunes, Google Play Store, Stitcher, YouTube, and we've got more on the way later down the line. And this is us signing off for the week. Farewell, and until next time.
We hope to be hearing from you guys soon. And hope, I mean, I'll see you everyone else on the next podcast to come. And hopefully we will be more diverse as well, too. More Halo Spartans and Elites and everything, and more Sonic OCs as well, too. And speaking about Sonic OCs, just a final note.
Dude, stop!
Bye!
It's much better if I keep my mouth shut for about this, because you wouldn't believe it if I told you.
Alright, bye.
Dude.